Welcome to Good Company for Monday, April 18th, and today we reflect on Easter traditions, constructive feedback, and how to get into a flow, and how it can help you out a lot more than what you might think. All of this on this episode of Good Company, and you can always tune in live Monday through Friday from 5 till 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, streaming at joyradio.ca. Listening to Good Company, bringing you the best in Christian music and talk. I'm Holly Taylor, and I hope that you've had an incredible Easter long weekend. I know me and my family kept it pretty busy this year. It was just such a treat to go from family member house to family member house, seeing them, sharing a meal together, catching up. This year just felt really special, and although we didn't do all of the traditions that we normally do, we definitely kept to a few that we love. Now, I am originally from Edmonton, so this time of year, temperatures are still below zero, and, well, most years, and this year, sadly, yes, that's the case for my poor mama, but I had a backyard where I could just put chocolate into the plastic Easter eggs, and we could hide them in the backyard. We could do it the night before. For this year, thanks to a skunk, some raccoons, a possum, lots of squirrels, and some mice, I realize I might have to switch up some of my traditions. Otherwise, I will have a lot of raccoons, possums, skunks, and squirrels in my backyard just hanging out, eating chocolate, and my kids will be very disappointed. So Easter traditions, yes, the Easter egg hunt still went on, just in a different kind of way. But I remember growing up, and maybe you have that same experience as I do, but Sunday morning was wearing a brand new dress, usually white or pastel in colors. I would have my Easter gloves, an Easter purse that was more of like a little bag, and an Easter hat. Now, granted, I would have been like four. The 80s were truly awesome for many things, but I'm not too sure about this one. But yes, we would all show up in our Easter outfits and, finally got to wear the white shoes. And oh my goodness, just I love that memory. It just was a fun time in life. So that's one Easter tradition that I had growing up. Also, we did the Easter egg hunts. We would have the dinners. But one of my favorite ones was being a part of the church Easter musicals. It was so much prep work. And I remember it was just so busy. Palm Sunday and then Easter long weekend. Like, we did show after show after show. And it just really helped me focus in on why we celebrate Easter. And it was such a great sense of family and camaraderie and just seeing people, maybe even for the first time, see the Easter story in a whole new way. And it was just, oh, I love it. I can't wait for those things to be back in full swing, maybe even have my daughters a part of these kinds of events. But for me, those are the Easter traditions that I held close to my heart. I'm sure there are many more. I would love to hear from you. What are some of your favorite Easter traditions? And did you get a chance to do them this year? You can text in 905-338-1250 and let me know about some of your favorite Easter traditions. I'm Holly Taylor. Today, Between the Grooves releases an episode. You can check that out wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Between the Grooves. We are going to be a little sporadic with our release of this podcast over the Easter season, but don't worry, some great episodes are in the wings for you. And you will notice a new voice on Between the Grooves, not just James Curtis, but also Aisha Wood. So they are tag teaming it, interviewing other artists, and really diving into their life and the music process, and even some tips if you want to get involved with the music industry and writing songs. So check that out, Between the Grooves, wherever you get your podcasts or at faithstrongtoday.com. And we're talking about Easter traditions, and I love it. You've been texting in 905-338-1250, and I seriously love all the different cultures that are being represented today. Ingrid says that her family's from Holland, and so for their Easter, they have a bunny bun with an egg baked in it. And I had to Google this. So it's literally a bun that looks like a bunny, and it's like its arms are wrapped around an egg, which becomes hard-boiled once you bake the bun. So super incredibly fun, and I'm guessing it's very tasty, too. We have Alina saying that her family has Ukrainian heritage. And actually, Alina, my stepdad had Ukrainian heritage. So she says it's all about decorating the Easter eggs. Yes, in my family, it was also a trip to Vegreville, Alberta, to take a look at the ginormous pasanka, which is a huge Ukrainian Easter egg. It's huge, and this is kind of fun to see. What else do we have here? Larry says he's from Jamaica, so Easter bun is a must on Easter. Yes, I was only introduced to this when I married my husband. That was almost 14 years ago now, so I'm very grateful for the addition to my Easter traditions. Easter bun all the way. I also love hot cross buns. That was something that I had to have on my Sunday morning breakfast. Just there's so many wonderful traditions that we get to do just at Easter time when we celebrate and honor what Jesus did for us. So I'm loving how a lot of them have to do with food. We have buns, eggs, Easter bun. What else are you going to add to this list? This one is interesting. I did not know of this one, guys. This is all about flying a kite on Good Friday. Have you ever done this tradition? I honestly have never even heard of it. I love it. What a fun thing to do with the kids. So this is a tradition that they do in the Caribbean, specifically in Bermuda. So they go out Good Friday and they fly a kite. So now next year we can go fly a kite for Good Friday Kite Fest. So there you go. Lots of great traditions from around the world. And being here, we can celebrate them with our neighbors. Also podcasts here at Good Company, so wherever you get your podcasts, just look for Good Company, and you can hear some of our conversations with our Good Company correspondents, also just some of the stories and different tips and things that we've been able to share along the way. So if you don't like podcasts, you're one of those. There's also an app, the My Joy Radio app. You can download it. It is good to go on your iPhones and your Samsungs and your insert random smart devices. And then you can listen on demand. You can listen live. So it's a really great tool to have if you want to re-listen to some of the things that you heard. And you're like, yes, I love that. Amen. I want to hear it again. We got you covered. We absolutely do. Okay. So this is something that I always like to receive, but I'm very hesitant to give, and that would be constructive feedback. A lot of people think, I might offend them. I don't want them to feel like I'm not supporting them. However, a lot of people really do like getting constructive feedback. I want to remove the criticism from that phase because often you're not trying to criticize. You're just trying to offer something that will help them grow, help them find a faster way of doing something that they might be struggling with. So in general, people do want to hear from you. They want that feedback. By them learning from you, a lot of people have realized it cuts down on their educational curve, right? You made the mistake. Why wait for them to make those mistakes too when you can just help them along the way? So we can learn a lot from each other, and constructive feedback is something that as long as you can push through what you feel is a socially awkward situation, you both will be winners. So if you have somebody that's working with you and you're thinking, they should really have sharper pencils. It'll help them. Okay, grasping at straws here. But you know what I mean. Just say it. If you say it from a place of love, of curiosity, of support, it will be taken in that way as well. Okay, so don't worry about it. Put your two cents in. Be gentle about it and watch your team grow. Movement Worship, God of Faithfulness on Good Company. They are an incredible Canadian band, but not really a band. They are a part of a church in Woodstock. And so this is their church music community, writing music for the church right here in our own backyard, which I love. I love. Often we sing songs that are written out of the States, but every city, every province, every country has their own thing that they're going through. So I love that it's an expression of what Canadians are focusing in on. And if you are kind of in that season, season of I want to focus in on certain things. There are things that I want to have conversations about our faith in this world that we find ourselves in. I want to encourage you to check out faithstrongtoday.com. It's our main hub. You have direct links on that site to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and yes, YouTube. Also, you can listen to all of our podcasts. They're archived there and some great articles. Robin Rosti released one about Easter last week, so definitely check that out at faithstrongtoday.com. I'm Holly Taylor, and there are a lot of things that we fear. Uncertainty. Sometimes it's the fear of getting sick, or maybe it's the fear of being alone. And over the past 2 years, that was definitely something that we had to confront face to face. With those lockdowns, a lot of people were alone. They couldn't get visitors if they were in a senior's home or a hospital, or maybe they were single, and it was hard to create your own cohorts. And it was a tough couple of years. And so they've actually started to look a little bit more into ways that we can combat that feeling of loneliness. And how can we reduce it? And science is actually showing us that if you can get into the flow, kind of pulling off of that theme, time flies and you're having fun, you'll actually help yourself if you're in a state of loneliness, because loneliness is very connected to our health, psychologically, emotionally, our cognitive health. It can all be challenged when you're lonely. Hence, loneliness associated with depression and other mental health challenges. So getting into the flow really does mean finding things, activities that you find enjoyable. These are activities that require both concentration and skill. According to researchers, they say when people become engrossed in what they're doing, they enter a state that is called flow. I like that. And the flow can be achieved by engaging in mental or physical activities that we value and that require us to concentrate fully to use our skills. And when we get into the flow, I don't know why I just say it that way. Bear with me. I've had a lot of chocolate and mini eggs and stuff. But so there you go. If you've got extra time, you're feeling lonely, start writing down the things that you feel you're skilled at that take concentration and really start diving into those. Could be knitting or sewing, could be reading, where you get to escape into a different world. So get into the flow. It'll help you feel less lonely. All right. Well, thank you for bearing with me and my sugar high. I hope you have had an incredible Easter Monday. We've been able to celebrate that, yes, He has risen. He did an incredible thing for us, He being Jesus. So have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Good Company.